Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Evidence is piling up that the Honey Badger is going to be gone. It's starting to look more and more that way. And I've come around in that could be a nightmare for the Houston Texans and a bad start to the offseason. Here's the evidence before we get the OG's take on it. And I think it's the complete opposite of mine. Number one, Bruce Arians was his coach in Arizona when the Honey Badger was playing his best football. That's case in point number one. Case in point number two, Bruce Arians hired defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, who also happens to be the stepfather of Tyrann Mathieu's baby mama, who he is still with, by the way. I did some Instagram stalking, and they are still together.
Okay.
They are still together, so they have a good relationship. Well, I mean, I just checked him out. It's a saying. It's a figure of
speech, John Lopez. Easy stalking.
Case in point number three, it happened yesterday, and nobody's going to say this was some sort of splash signing, but Bruce Arians signed former Texans and former Cardinals running back Andre Ellington with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chance that this guy doesn't even make the team, but what it does show is that Bruce Arians is bringing in some of his old guys into his current situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
familiar faces. Every coach does that.
And Tyrann Mathieu would be that guy.
Right.
So there's a lot of evidence and some writing on the wall that shows that the Honey Badger could be playing football in Tampa Bay. Oh, by the way, they need a safety. And originally when the offseason started, I thought Kareem Jackson should be the one to get brought back. But as I've watched more or talked to more people that look closely at what exactly the Honey Badger and Kareem Jackson were doing differently, I think the Honey Badger fits in well, and I think of the two safeties and the two decisions they're going to have to make between Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu, I think they need to bring back the Honey Badger. And I think losing him would be an early L in the offseason for Brian Gain and company. You disagree, though, John Lopez.
Well, look, no one's going to sit here and say that the Honey Badger did not have a good season. Here's where I disagree with you, and I got some numbers and some information that I think might back this up and convince you that maybe, just maybe, you know, prioritizing the Honey Badger is not the right thing. He was good, not great, last year.
Is that like he's fat? He's not fat. He's big.
Bone. I mean, he's not fat.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's big. He's big. He's big. He was not great. He was good. He was not great. And here's the interesting thing about the Honey Badger. I think because he has that great nickname, I think he gets a lot of and he really he kind of peacocks a lot. You know, I think he gets a lot of love that other guys just don't get. Number one, he was good, not great. Let me illustrate that a little bit. Interceptions. He had what, two interceptions? Both of them bounced off the running back's hands. If you recall those plays. But both of them were like, one was on the ground, bounced off his other, you know, the guy's hands, and he grabbed it. Now, credit to
that week one against New England was a nice play, though.
I was going to say, he was in the right spot. He was in the right spot, but it bounced off somebody's hands, and he got it. Did you know that Justin Reed and Andre Howell had more interceptions than the Honey Badger? Andre Howell played 8 games and had 3 interceptions. All right, here's the other thing. Kareem Jackson, Justin Reed, Batamosi, and somebody else, I'll find it, all had more fumble recoveries than the Honey Badger. So my point is there's other priorities. He was good, not great, number one. And those stats back it up. They have other priorities. He is 14th in the league, ranked 14th in the league among safeties overall, which is what? Good, not great.
According to?
NFL.com.
Okay.
According to NFL.com, he was ranked 14th among safeties. That's good. That's not $60 million over 4 years or whatever the contract is going to be.
There's no way he's getting that.
Well, the last contract was $45 million. The last contract a safety got was $45 for 3 years.
No, 23.
23 for 3 years.
Yeah, Eric Reed.
But here's the other thing, and this is one that really kind of got it for me. This is a tight end cover league. You got to cover the tight ends in the NFL. Let me give you an example. These are the tight ends that the Texans are going to face next season, okay? Where is the Honey Badger weakest?
Maybe coverage.
Covering tight ends in particular. These are the tight ends the Texans are going to face next year. Travis Kelce, Jared Cook, Eric Ebron twice, probably Gronk, Ben Watson, and probably Antonio Gates. That's seven games where you're playing a top-tier tight end with the Honey Badger.
It would even be Hunter Henry with the Chargers. He's better than Gates.
Or Hunter Henry. Yeah. Antonio Gates or Hunter Henry. So what I'm saying is he didn't make as many big plays as other guys in the same secondary. You've got other priorities. He's a good by the NFL.com rankings, not a great safety. And you have to cover tight ends in this league. And you got seven or eight tight ends that are top-tier tight ends that he's going to have to face next year. I wouldn't prioritize him.
My counter to that would be, yes, he might not have been great, but I think the fact that the secondary was so depleted had something to do with that. And as far as covering the tight ends, I think you have Justin Reed, who's going to take that next step, that can do a lot of the things that the Honey Badger
cannot
do. That's
kind of my point. You've got other options here.
But you need the Honey Badger or you need Kareem Jackson. You need one of those guys, because losing both of those guys means that safety goes from being a potential place of strength to a need. And you don't want that to happen. As far as the nickname goes, the Honey Badger, maybe that makes people think more highly of him. I don't disagree with that, because I think Booger McFarland's a very average analyst, but I think because his name's Booger, I think a lot of people are more drawn to him. But I think the Honey Badger can cover tight ends. I think last year, granted that he wasn't great, I think he was very good, and he was coming back from injury. So maybe he was a little bit rusty. I think the Honey Badger, you need him not only for what he can do on the field and his ball hawking ability, but you also need him for his leadership and what he brings to that locker room and what everybody else says he brings to that locker room.
Take away the nickname, I think he got better safeties on this team already. And statistically, it bears it out. He was on the field more than Justin Reed and more than Andre Howell. They both had more interceptions and more fumble recoveries. I just looked it up. He had two interceptions, one fumble recovery. Both interceptions bounced off the other player, and he caught him, whereas these guys were making plays. And by the way, you say you turn it into a weak spot. I think keep Kareem Jackson. You got Justin Reed, Kareem Jackson, Andre Howell. All three of those players were more productive than him last year, statistically. I mean, the numbers don't lie. He doesn't have to like it. You kid around with me a lot that I have kind of a deal for Tyrann Mathieu. I don't. You know, I went into this kind of with an open mind. I'm like, all right, let's see what this looks like. He didn't have as many interceptions, fumbles. He ranks 14th. This is a tight end league. That's his weakest coverage. His weakest part of his game is covering tight ends. They got eight badass tight ends coming in. And you got options. You got three safeties already that are good to go. I would not prioritize Tyrann Mathieu.
We're about 20 days. We're 19 days away from the legal tampering period. And I think the news that we're going to hear in 19 days is that the Honey Badger is meeting or talking to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to hear that. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what the market is. I don't think it's going to be very high. I do think Eric Reed is kind of the bar there. I think 3 years, $23 million is what you're going to have. But as far as you talk about Kareem Jackson versus the Honey Badger, Honey Badger's younger. I've been sold on this. He's a lot younger. He's a lot younger than Kareem Jackson. And if you do draft corners like everybody's talking about, like Vandermeer's talking about, then you don't need Kareem Jackson as much, because you ask him a lot of times as a safety to do corner things, and he's really just not very good at it. Like, he's not very good at it anymore. He gets burned a lot. I mean, we've seen him play cornerback. People have been wanting to move him to safety for a long time. So if you do improve the corners, then you're not going to be asking the Honey Badger to do stuff that puts him in bad situations.
And I want to get to a couple of texts good worth answering text, 713-572-4610. But I'll give him credit. You know, he still has to get in coverage. Sometimes he'll be in the slot, and that's where he's probably he is a lot better covering in the slot. But if he's going to be, you want your free safety to cover tight ends, he's in over his head there, literally in over his head. A couple of texts real quick. Wasn't he on the field as a cornerback, though? Those other guys played safety every time. Look, he was a safety every time. Sometimes he just covered in the slot. Sometimes he covered the tight end. And then somebody said, where does Andre Howell rank among the safeties? First of all, he only played 8 games. So the number one reason they rank him is with tackles. In terms of, I just said it, in terms of fumble recovers, forced fumbles, and interceptions, Andre Howell was ranked higher despite playing only 8 games.
And this is the other thing about the safety position. And as we talk about it, and as we talk about the Honey Badger, we talk about Kareem Jackson, best safety on this team is Justin Reed. Like, I don't think anyone's going to debate that. Justin Reed is 22 years old. He was a ball hawk last year. Some people, Sean T. Pendergast has even said that you can make a case that Justin Reed had the best year of safeties ever had for the Houston Texans. When you talk about impactful, timingful plays against the Washington Redskins inside the 5 yard line, the pick six to the house, he was all over the place. He was making tackles, got banged up in the playoff game. But if we talk about Deshaun Watson, we talk about he's on his rookie deal, so you can afford to overpay guys.
Right.
I think you can afford to overpay Tyrann Mathieu more than you usually would.
But you got
you're
going to
have Justin Reed on that rookie deal.
You got a crap ton of cap space, John, but are you going to spend it on there where I just illustrated you've got guys that are more productive than him? They don't have the cool nickname.
But you think Kareem is better at safety than the Honey Badger right now?
Overall, probably. I think he proved it this year.
He proved it in the first few games.
Yeah, and then they moved him to cornerback. That's my point. I mean, they moved him to cornerback and his production went down. At safety, he was an all-pro player for six games. Like unquestioned all-pro. Look, this is not an indictment of Tyrann Mathieu. You suck. What I'm saying is you got better options here, man, already. That's just making a good, smart football decision.
God, he hates you. He is not a fan of you. Can we make up with the Honey Badger next camp?
I like the Honey Badger. I just feel there's better options here for safety.
Coming up next, the one thing Texans fans should be rooting for this offseason. The Rockets are having lots of sex in Los Angeles, and the most hated athlete in Houston keeps his bitch in pocket. You're in the loop in Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.